Now we'll play a guessing game called Taxonomy Anomaly. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Angeline Rodriguez, you studied linguistics.
Yeah.
And you have a superpower.
I would say like within like 99.9% accuracy, I can guess the word that people are like trying to like work their way up to on the tip of their tongue.
How? How do you do this?
Magic. I don't know. Too much time on the internet. But one of those.
Okay, but so if I'm talking to you and I'm reaching for a word, you'll be able to tell me what it is.
Hopefully.
99.9% of the time. That's just...
I mean, you might be the 0.01. I'm just trying to hedge my bets
here. I feel
here.
Like I'm talking to Nate Silver over here. All right. Most of the time you get it right.
Most of the time.
Okay, is there any commonality between the kind of words people are always trying to find?
It's usually one of those SAT words
it is.
That some high school teacher told you you should learn that's often like sounds like another word, but you misuse like prudent and repugnant.
Right. Right. That's a perfect example.
Word well families.
Done. Kate Fisher. I think everyone has a great story about like friends they met on a vacation, but I feel like you have taken it up a notch with your story.
Yes. I accidentally made friends with RoboCop on the Amalfi Coast.
Are you still friends?
No.
What happened?
We stupidly did not. We didn't know who he was at the time. He was just some man, Peter Weller, talking about his PhD and his dissertation advisor. And we thought, oh, he's interesting. And he and his wife invited us, my family and I, to Venice for New Year's. And we were like, well, that was weird. And then we went home and Googled him. And we were like, oh.
Did you go to Venice for New Year's?
No.
What are you doing?
I blame my parents. It's like what I do 99.9% of the time. So.
All right, so we're going to play a guessing game called Taxonomy Anomaly. I'm going to give you the name of an animal. All you have to do is tell me what kind of animal it is. And we're going to alternate back and forth, so no need to buzz in. Angeline, you won the last game, so win this, and you're going to the final round. Kate, you need to win this, or you have to sit through Art Chung's Sustainable Taxidermy Workshop. It's a 2-week intensive.
Fantastic.
Okay. Here we go. Angeline, the mountain chicken. Is it a chicken, a goat, or a frog?
I want to say a frog.
It is a frog. Yes. It's one of the largest frogs in the world, but it tastes like chicken.
Oh.
That is a fact. Kate, the chicken turtle. Is it a chicken, a turtle, or a sloth?
Turtle.
Yes, it is a turtle! But it also tastes like chicken. Angeline, the hummingbird hawk moth. Is it a hummingbird, a hawk, or a moth?
This has to be a moth.
Yeah, it's
a
moth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had some nightmares about that one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a moth that tells powerful stories 5 to 10 minutes long.
Your story was so good last week.
Kate, the hellbender. Is it a salamander, a wolf, or a vulture? The hellbender.
Salamander.
Yes, it is a salamander. Yeah. Angeline. The aardwolf. Is it an aardvark, a wolf, or a hyena?
A hyena.
Yes, it's a hyena!
Okay.
Kate, the peacock mantis shrimp.
It's not a real thing, is it?
Oh, it's real. But is it a peacock, a praying mantis, or a shrimp?
Shrimp.
It is a shrimp! That makes the most disgusting shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, it's very, you got to eat around a lot of stuff to get to the shrimp.
The peacock and the mantis. They can punch with the speed equal to a .22 caliber bullet.
This cannot possibly be a real animal.
It's more like a headbutt.
Angeline, the Japanese spider crab. Is it a spider, a crab, or an octopus?
Oh, this is definitely a crab.
It is definitely a crab.
Yeah.
The world's biggest crab.
Yeah, I specialize in terrifying arthropods.
You do?
Yeah, not really, but in my nightmares.
And that's one of them that comes after you, the spider crab?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kate, the panda ant. Is it a panda, an ant, or a wasp?
Ant.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Angeline, can you steal?
A wasp?
It is a panda. No, it's a wasp. It is a wasp. It is a wasp.
Okay.
Puzzler Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. I'm afraid we'll have to say goodbye to Kate, but congratulations, Angeline. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Angeline in our final round at the end of the show. And, as you wish, actor Cary Elwes will pick his poison in a battle of wits. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.